morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now, here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
All right. Very good. We've been talking about lately, out of our studies from Brennan Manning's The Ragamuffin Gospel, most recently looking at grace as an invitation to move from non-trusting or mistrusting to trust. Right?
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I get the impression that we somehow or another like to think intellectually that God loves me, but I can't really understand. If I ask myself, do I really trust that truth? And two, how has that experience changed my life, if at all? So do I really trust God? Do we really want to be converted? Do we really want our life transformed? Or am I just trying to appease my own guilt and these type of things?
Okay.
So this morning, this edition of Word Made Flesh, I'd kind of like to try and flesh that out. Well, in here we talk about God, and we mentioned that I tend to say that God is least wrongly understood as
an expression of love.
Yeah, we'd say love. G-O-V equals L-O-V-E. Now, we get that because we think of God at least wrongly as love, because more often than not, when we think of God in pretty wrongful ways. God is judge, God is policeman, God is Santa Claus, God is a vending machine, those type of things that God's just waiting around the corner for us to make mistakes and thump us over the head and drag us off to jail. Right? Or God is Santa Claus, if I'm a nice boy, God will give me what I ask for. That type of thing. We're just wrong. But when we read in John's first letter, chapter 4, verses 8 and 16, John tells us that God is love. So we are least wrong when we think of God as love. Alright. So let's take that understanding of God and start thinking about God before God creates. Before the whole Adam and Eve story, before the creation story, before the Genesis story, what do you see God doing? What does love do?
Love. Cares for.
Cares for what?
Love shares. Gives away itself.
Okay, and so who is, if love tends to be beyond kind of that scientific thinking of objection and subjection, because it looks at the other, before creation, who's the other?
Angels, Jesus.
Well, how can you love somebody if you have nothing to love? So you have to create something.
Okay, so this is kind of where we get some of these stories. So we would say, in the beginning, according to John's Gospel, right? According to Genesis, in the beginning, we call the Trinity. Kind of the Father, we've got the Son, and then we call this Holy Spirit. Right? We call that the God, the three-head God, right? And we need to think about this in terms of, that's not going to really work. Let's just call that a heart. Okay? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is God. This is God least wrongly understood as love. Now, one of the ways throughout the history of the church that we've tried to understand this concept of Trinity is we have the lover, the beloved, and the love between them. But it's just all this lovey-dovey stuff going on. That the Father, that Paul, when Paul speaks about God, he tends to refer to God as the Father. Jesus speaks of God as the Father. And Jesus says in John's Gospel, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So what did we really see? What did we see in the life of Jesus? We saw love being made flesh.
Okay.
You with me?
Right.
All right. Then when Jesus ascends, he says, look, I'm going to leave my spirit with you. Well, what is that spirit?
Spirit of love.
The power of love. Right? So this is pre-existence. This is before Genesis, where we try to explain what's going on in the world. And so if this is love, at least wrongly understood, love needs something to share itself with, and so God as love decides to express what God is outside of God's self. Got to go this way.
Okay.
Well, that expression is what we end up calling creation. That God creates all of creation so that God can express what God is outside of God's self and share what God is with that which God has created outside of God's self. Did you catch all that?
Kind of.
Okay. Then let's just interject a few questions here. See if we can get some clarifications. I don't want to leave you confused.
Well, just trying to fathom the existence of prior to creation.
Okay. Because we start thinking like in metaphysical terms, just strictly spiritual terms.
Yeah, I can only envision it as being strictly spiritual, you know, and then...
That somehow creation has to do with the manifestation of what we call the physical.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Wasn't there, can't really tell you.
Because
if we're talking about what our concept of a heavenly host, because when God does create the human being, He let us create them in our image type thing, so we get the idea that there's this some sort of pre-existence prior to creation, this pre-existent, right, body assembly of something that gives us the indication that there must have been some sort of physical presence. You know, even if it's at the quarks level of physics, right? But there is some sort of physical existence, right? Which is fine. I think for the biblical authors, that's good. That we are physical beings.
Right.
Right? So it's very difficult to relate to a God that doesn't have any physicality to him.
Right.
Right? So right, wrong, or indifferent, I think the biblical authors, that spirit still resonates with our own. That we kind of envision God having this physical connotation to
it. Okay.
Right? That being said, God then, being selfless, because that's what love is, it's selfless, wants to share God's self outside of God's self. So God creates what we understand of all of creation, the universe, including the third rock from the sun, this little blue planet floating around the sun, we call Earth. Right? It includes the plants, the trees, the squirrels, the human being, the species in the sea.
Okay. Right?
All of that. The rocks, sky, what we call creation. Alright? And then we have this little story about there's this disconnect with old Adam and Eve. Right? We start looking at since the time of creation there's this linear movement, right, that we like to call history. Now what's interesting is somewhere along that line of history, there came a point where God says, you know what, because I am least wrongly understood as love, because I am love, right, this moves me, my pure existence, my pure reality is love, therefore I cannot do anything else but love.
Right. Right.
And because my creation is what is created for me to share myself with, its response back to me has been severed. At least at the human level. Because I don't think I, nowhere in Genesis do I read that the serpent came along and tempted the tree. Now, I think anthropomorphically and historically speaking, we would say that the human being, we recognize as human beings that we have this emotional, this physical, this mental, and even spiritual capacities that resonate all at a love level, right? Gentlemen, have you ever been in love?
Yes. Yes.
Even Mike shaking his head, yes. Right? What's that feel like?
Everything's right.
So it's kind of, it's got this tranquil,
euphoric, narcotic,
harmonious.
He's addicted. Yeah.
The whole physical thing too, like physically and mentally. It's all.
Yeah, there's all these, you know, it's behavioral therapists and psychologists talk about this, these attachment theories, right, at these four levels. That somehow or another, there's this mental, there's this kind of this trusting quality. You got obviously the physical, right, you have the emotional, and there's this kind of spiritual, that even in the Bible we talk about the union, right? Two flesh become one, yeah, the union,
right?
Well, and we would say that there's the same union between, right, God and God's creation. Somehow or another, got severed. But God, being who God is, right, wants to restore that. God's fullest expression of that act of restoration is what we say Jesus of Nazareth exhibited. But God has revealed God's self as love, right, prior to Jesus. Gentlemen, we're gathered here at Lonely County Mission because we would say that God has revealed God's love to us, so God has done it since Jesus. But what God says through Jesus is that, you know what, I cannot express myself any more fully than this. Right? Now, when we think about Jesus, we need to think about life, death, and resurrection. Right? It wasn't just his life where God said, this is how I fully express myself. It wasn't just in his death on the cross where God said, this is how much I love you. And it wasn't just because of the resurrection. And we say, see, God's love is all-powerful, that even death can't stop it. It has to be the life, death, and resurrection. And not for simplistic terms only that, look, you can't have a death on a cross if you don't have a birth. Right? And you can't have a resurrection unless there's a death. Right? That's pretty simplistic. It fits. But there's more to it. That in all of it, the life, death, and resurrection, God is revealing most fully, not the first, not the last, but the fullest expression of what God is in terms that the human being can comprehend. With me so far?
Yep.
Paul and others, the apostles, other New Testament writers recognize this. And they started speaking in terms of what we've been discovering in Brennan Manning's book on grace. That despite the severance that we speak about going back to Adam and Eve, right, God has still been faithful to God's own identity, which God can't do anything but what God is. Right? So when God's on meets Moses on the mountain, Moses says, well, you want me to go back to Egypt and tell them you sent me? Who do I say you are? And God says, I just is. I is love. Right? So at the cross with Jesus, we have his life, and his life reaches out to those that we may call outcasts, the marginalized, people who aren't really having the fullness of life that this love intended them to have. Because when this love creates outside of itself with the human being, this love says, look it, I am love. I like to share myself with the other. You are the other. Would you like to share back? It's an invitation. Some say yes. Some say no. Right? And like any relationship, if you say yes, there's kind of these expectations. So God would say, okay, Shane, Israel, if you're going to say yes to me, Let's not have any other gods. And what does Israel do? Let me get a few other gods in there. Right? But God being love doesn't give up on Israel. Thus Jesus, the ultimate expression of grace.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.